Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org for Wednesday, May 11th, 2011. Documents released to the Centre for the Defence of the Individual under a Freedom of Information request have shown that Israel removed the residency rights of 140,000 Palestinians between 1967 and 1994. Individuals travelling abroad for work or study who overstayed their exit visa were prevented from returning to their homes without any prior warning. Palestinian Authority negotiator Saeb Erekat has slated the practice as tantamount to war crimes. The documents will fuel criticism that Israeli policy has been to alter the demographics of Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories in favour of Jewish Israelis. Hamas has said in an interview with Ma'an news agency that it would be willing to accept a Palestinian state on pre-1967 borders, but said it will continue to refuse to recognise Israel. The position is a break of previous policy, which called for the establishment of the State of Palestine from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. The party leader, Mahmoud Az-Zahar, stated any recognition of Israel would cancel the right of the next generation to liberate the lands. The Palestinian News Network has reported that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has told the Fatah Revolutionary Council that he will not seek another term in the 2012 elections. He also called on Fatah members expelled from the Gaza Strip during fighting in 2007 to return to rebuild the party there. The elections will reform a Gaza and West Bank unity government since the rift between Fatah and Hamas in 2007. In a related development, Ma'an news agency has reported that Fatah member Nabil Shath has stated that a new interim government will be announced in 10 days, but no decisions have been yet made as to who will be the next prime minister. Hamas will likely oppose the appointment of Fatah Prime Minister Salam Fayyad on the grounds of his crackdown on Hamas in the West Bank and the PA security collaboration with Israel. The interim government will prepare the way for fresh elections in 2012. In a victory for the boycott, divest and sanction movement, rail company Deutsche Bahn have pulled out of a project to build a rail connection between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv that would cut through a significant section of the occupied West Bank. Many Palestinian villagers have already lost their land to the project. The German government has actively criticised the German company's involvement in the project, stating that the project was problematic from a foreign policy point of view and potentially breached international law. Thank you for joining us here at the International Middle East Media Centre. This was the daily roundup of news and events from Beit Zahour in the occupied Palestinian territories. You can access further discussions of today's news at www.imemc.org. This was brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Kevin Murphy.